Well, Dr. John Whitcomb is a longtime friend of us here on Prophecy Today. Brilliant man, graduate of Princeton University, went on and got his doctorate. He wrote an excellent book, The Genesis Flood, with a good friend of his, Dr. Henry Morris. It's a classic. Over 50 years it's been in print. We always call upon him when we have something that may refer back to creation or what's going on in our world today or what the crazy scientist. Now, I say that and I use that term. Please excuse me. I've used the word crazy before and people have complained. But wait a minute. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, in the last days, there will be those who will be willfully ignorant of what the Word of God has to say. That sounds like crazy to me. Dr. Whitcomb wanted to talk to you about what they are referring to as the Methuselah star. Of course, Methuselah dating back to the book of Genesis chapter 5, where he was recorded as the man who had lived longer than any other man in all of history. But they're talking about this star, and they're saying that it's the oldest star in the universe, but even the evolutionists have a problem. They say the star is 14.5 billion years old, while they say the universe is only 13.8 billion. Now, we're going to refute, of course, that long period of time. I want to ask you why they need all that time. But this Methuselah star, it's really not the oldest, is it?
Obviously, God says, sit down, let's talk. And I say, Lord, I'm ready. And I go back to Psalm 8, one of my favorite psalms. And here was a shepherd boy named David. He said, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou didst take thought of him? You know, David could only see with an unaided eye on a clear night maybe 3,000 or 4,000 stars. He had no idea how many there were, did he? But God knew the exact number. We don't know, but God knew. So you go back to Genesis chapter 1:16. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars also, sort of an afterthought. Trillions, quintillions, the stars, just one word from him, and out they came. And I say, Lord, that is absolutely astounding. So on that fourth day of creation, God brought into existence something in the universe that had never been there before. Isn't that amazing?
And it is amazing. And he did it with that four words, and the stars also created all of the heavenlies. And indeed, he did it all at the same time. So this Methuselah star is not the oldest star. Let me, before we find out what your thinking is on this being a young creation, let me ask, why does the scientific world have to have these billions of years? They get mixed up themselves talking about the Methuselah star and how long the universe has been into existence. But why do they need all of that time?
Well, of course, without God, that is their substitute for miracles. Just add time. Nothing can be more absurd. It's sort of a formula like this one. In the beginning, there's nothing. Then there's something. Add billions of years, here we all are. That is the myth of modern evolutionary scientism. But as you know, as I look at this Methuselah star idea, the space.com puts it this way. Our home in space is a strange and wondrous place that scientists are still trying to figure out. And I say, you're right. Thank you for being at least humble enough to know, to admit you don't know everything. God says, sit down and let's talk. So, you know, when you turn to the amazing book of Jeremiah, you learn some things that are really astounding about stars. Listen to this. Jeremiah 31 and verse 37. Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out below, I'll cast off all the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, declares the Lord. In other words, you will never measure the magnitude of the universe. You'll never even be able to search it all out. Really? Well, wait till you hear Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 22. God said, as the host of heaven cannot be counted, and the sand of the sea cannot be measured, so I'll multiply the descendants of David my servant and the Levites who minister to me. Listen to that. God put the order of magnitude of the number of stars the same as the number of grains of sand of all the shores of the oceans of the world. David could see, or millions, or billions, but trillions, quintillions. And I say, Lord, there's no number. God says, if you ever count them, I'll cast off Israel. Well, he can't cast off Israel. He has an unconditional commitment. Do I hear amen, Jimmy? Is there hope for Israel?
Amen.
God, you'll never discover how many stars, how old they are, how they got there, because I have a secret, a special secret. I made them. I created them. I designed them. And I say, Lord, I want to be like David 3,000 years. When I consider thy heavens, not the heavens of chance or time, but the heavens of the living God who created things that are a reflection of his infinite power, wisdom, and glory. Think of how far, Psalm 113 says God had to humble himself to get in to find the universe. And he came all the way down to this little planet Earth 2,000 years ago to become a permanent member of the human race by incarnation through virgin birth. I say, Lord, tell me more. I'm amazed. You've got my attention. And I was a godless evolutionist at Princeton University in 1942 and 43, and I believed all these evolutionary stories. But then God got my attention one night in my dorm room as a great missionary to India and Afghanistan led me to the Savior. And friends, I've never recovered. I say, Lord, teach me more about how truly great and glorious you are. And you came to die for my sins on that cross, rose from the dead to show me how infinite is your love. God so loved the world, this little planet, the only occupied planet in the universe with people in it, according to this. And I say, Lord, you got my attention. Isaiah 45:18. This earth only has human beings, has living creatures. But you came all the way down to this planet, not some other one, not some big one, not something out in Andromeda or the Methuselah star or some other galaxy, but to this little tiny planet in the solar system of our Milky Way. And I say, thank you, God, for all you've done and what you told us.
And as we've been listening to Dr. Whitcomb explain how he has looked at all of creation in light of his experience with Jesus Christ, his relationship, coming to know him as Lord and Savior many, many years ago. And we think about all that he was explaining to us and all the numbers of stars, and we can't even really number them. The Lord names them, we can't number them. But indeed, that all done in 6 24-hour days, and the stars that we've been talking about, in particular, that Methuselah star, created with four words, and the stars also. What a blessing to have Dr. Whitcomb with us to rehearse some of these bits of information, biblical information, that is so needed when we're standing out there and having to be confronted by the false scientific information that does not fit within the absolute of God's Word. Dr. Whitcomb, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll have a conversation, I'm sure, down the road.
Thank you, Jimmy. God be with you, too. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.